India is rolling out the red carpet tax-free for one of the world's deepest pockets. In a strategic pivot to attract long-term capital into critical infrastructure and energy sectors, the Indian government is reportedly preparing to offer a generous 10-year tax holiday to Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, PIF, the kingdom's $925 billion sovereign wealth powerhouse. The move signals more than a fiscal incentive. It's a diplomatic overture dressed as a tax reform. Behind the headline is a calculated effort by New Delhi to fortify geopolitical and financial ties with Riyadh while accelerating India's infrastructure ambitions. A tailored tax break for a sovereign giant, Section 80IA of India's Income Tax Act, 1961, at the heart of the proposal, traditionally caters to domestic infrastructure developers. Indian officials are reportedly exploring a framework to extend its benefits to PIF, potentially exempting the fund from income tax on profits for up to a decade, provided its investments are routed into qualifying sectors such as power, roads, ports, and renewable energy. Additionally, under Section 10.23FE, introduced in 2020 to attract foreign sovereign wealth and pension funds, PIF could gain tax exemptions on interest, dividends, and long-term capital gains. This would require India to simplify administrative procedures, which have often deterred sovereign funds due to compliance bottlenecks. India is reconfiguring its tax framework to accommodate strategic capital, said a senior tax advisor to the Ministry of Finance. This isn't just about PIF. It's a message to global sovereign funds that India is open, stable, and competitive. The bigger picture, energy, infrastructure, and influence, the backdrop is an ambitious pitch by India to PIF, a $100 billion investment opportunity across India's energy transition and core infrastructure. Though India has courted Gulf capital for years, Saudi Arabia's actual deployment into Indian assets remains modest, especially compared to its stakes in Europe, the US, and China. The proposal comes amid a growing convergence of strategic interests between the two countries. India is betting on clean energy, with a target of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030. PIF, for its part, is under pressure to diversify its portfolio beyond hydrocarbons and Western equities. The alignment is timely and potentially lucrative for both sides. This is not just capital chasing returns. It's capital being invited to co-shape India's development trajectory, said a former Indian ambassador to Riyadh. Tax sovereignty meets global capital, however, the deal raises a familiar tension: how much fiscal sovereignty should a country trade for foreign capital? India has historically been cautious with tax treaties and preferential treatment. Yet, global competition for capital is intensifying. Countries like the UAE and Singapore offer favorable tax regimes for sovereign funds. India's willingness to grant a 10-year tax holiday, unusually long by its standards, signals a shift in mindset. Tax experts warn, however, that structuring such exemptions without opening the floodgates to abuse will require precise legal design. There must be watertight investment conditions, minimum holding periods, and sectoral restrictions to avoid base erosion, said Meera Sinha, a partner at a leading tax law firm in Mumbai. PIF may be a trusted player, but tax policy has to be blind to logos. From tactical tax to strategic diplomacy, the larger implications of India's gesture are diplomatic as much as fiscal. Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030, which seeks to diversify the kingdom's economy, overlaps India's infrastructure needs. By extending bespoke tax incentives to PIF, India is not just securing investment. It is strengthening its hand in the shifting sands of global alliances. For now, PIF has yet to respond formally, but officials suggest discussions are well advanced. If the plan goes through, it could set a precedent for future bilateral tax diplomacy where tax holidays become the new foreign policy currency. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.